Macmillan Audio presents Hope at Christmas by Nancy Nagel. Read for you by Kristen Kelbley. Chapter 1. Sydney Ragsdale pulled her car along the curb in front of the elementary school and faced her daughter with a go get 'em, kiddo smile. Have a wonderful day, Rayanne.
It's school, Mom.
The eye rolling was new, starting once they'd moved here last week, and she hoped it would leave as quickly as it had arrived. As aggravating as that was, her daughter's heavy sigh tugged at Sydney's heart. The divorce had been hard on them both. Sydney's grandparents had left her the old Hopewell farmhouse when they passed away. It was a place full of happy memories, and with the move, it felt like a life raft in a rocky sea, a fresh start for her and Rayanne. Unfortunately, to her daughter, the idea of moving from Atlanta to tiny Hopewell, North Carolina in November, after the school year had already started, had been worse than the divorce itself. The move had been a necessary step in Sydney's self-preservation. It wasn't easy rebuilding your life when you'd been married for most of it. She'd prayed that moving to Hopewell might turn into a great mother-daughter adventure for them. But so far, that hadn't been the case. Managing a 10-year-old with an attitude was turning out to be harder than finding a decent job. She'd almost given up hope of finding a job at all when the call came from Peabody's a whole 3 months after her interview. It had been a long shot to begin with, but it was near the old farmhouse, so she'd given it her best effort. The job offer was a blessing indeed, though the timing couldn't have been worse. School had already started, and the holidays were upon us.